Welcome to Faith and Family on this Monday, November the 24th, 2014. Rod Zwanitzer filling in for Andy Bates. We have a show today that's going to go back in time and stay a little bit in the present as well, because we're celebrating 90 years of blessed gospel proclamation here at Worldwide KFUO. Hard to believe, 90 years. You've maybe heard the spot where we have, it's not real clear, but it's the first words ever spoken from KFUO in 1924, December the 14th, 1924. We're celebrating these 90 years in 90 days. We started about 45 before, and we're going 45 days after. So kind of crescendoing, peaking on December the 15th. We'll have live broadcast from the chapel here at the International Center. We're doing all kinds of other things every week with a different emphasis. The first week, we had a Lego display, and we kicked that off. And did some things here with the employees at the International Center where our new studio complex is. And then the second week, we did our iLutheran t-shirt. And then last week, we did history. And what a great job Gary Duncan has did and the rest of the staff. Wonderful pictures and music. Gary played some music from the old KFUO choir on the 1-2 music program. He's put up wonderful photo montages and just glorious old photos on our website, kfuo.org, and you'll see on a slider there where you can go right to the anniversary page and you'll see all this. And then on Facebook as well. So check us out on both of those. Like us on Facebook. And to help us talk about some memories, especially this week's emphasis, is on technology. The blessed gift of technology, which we're thankful for in this Thanksgiving week, to proclaim the gospel. To help us do that, Pastor Mark Hawkinson of Moments of Assurance fame and others. Welcome, Mark.
Well, thank you, Pastor Zwanitzer, Rod.
Yeah, Rod, yes. Yeah, Rod.
Same with me, just Mark.
Sure.
And that's fine. Yeah, it's a privilege to be here, and you're right, Gary did a fabulous job putting that montage of pictures together. You can go back in time when I see some of the faces and some of the people there. I think, oh my goodness, you know, it's been decades since I've seen them. Then I think, oh my goodness, I'm old. I'm really old. I thought, oh, and so it kind of hits you. But what a rich history that Worldwide KFUO has, as you have done a fabulous job. You, Craig, and Gary, and Buzz, and the entire team here in putting together this 90th anniversary celebration. And I love the T-shirts. My family does as well.
So, oh, great.
It is a joy to celebrate.
So, and does Walter, right?
Yeah, he's got one.
He's got one. You
know, almost got it over his arm there. Well, yeah, it is over his arm. But a lot of changes have taken place over the years technologically. I remember when I first started, there was a gentleman by the name, and I hesitate to mention names because I'm going to end up forgetting. You know, you can't mention everybody or think of everybody, but Jerry Householder and Phyllis Householder were there at that time. Reverend Paul Devanteer was the one who hired me initially.
Have you heard some of his? We asked him to do some historical moments, and they're very good, you know?
Yes, he brought in the FM and all of that, and I did hear some of those excerpts, but he was good. I originally got interested in KFUO through the album that Gary played, a portion of the album the other day, the KFUO Radio Choir. Okay. I was a pastor at a small mission church in East Tennessee, and somebody gave me the record. I listened to it, and I thought, man, I want to do that. I want to do that really bad, but I figured, how can I ever get to St. Louis? How can that ever happen? And would I ever be good enough to be on Worldwide KFUO? So I ended up taking a call to the Lake of the Ozarks area in Missouri.
Okay.
And noticed a job opening as manager of religious programming at KFUO. And I applied for it. I thought, well, who knows? Anyway, and I had a small program in Tennessee on Sunday nights on FM, on an FM station, an hour of music. So I applied for it. There were other candidates, and I thought, I don't have a chance in the world because I don't have the experience and all of this. But for some reason or another, by default or whatever, by the grace of God only, I was privilege to be selected for that position. And we began in the fall of 1987 with Jerry Householder on the air and myself in the morning. We did the morning show. He'd show me the newspaper and say, hey, comment on this news, comment on this article. So I would have to put a religious spin onto, and that was hard to do for some of those articles. But at any rate, we had a lot of fun with it. We laughed. We had times of that. We almost cried several times during a tragedy. And I'll never forget one time, Frank Spitz, who was our engineer, was back in the control room back there where Kip is right now. I can see Kip as I look back there, and where Buzz is back there sometimes, and Buzz is right in front of me right now. But there was some dead air time, and we were in the live KFUO studio. This was all live. There was no tape delay then. Okay. This was all live. And all of a sudden, Jerry pointed to me like, I don't have any more material, Mark. And I go, and I raised my hands up and pointed back to him. And he didn't know what to do. He put his hands up and he pointed at Frank Spitz, the engineer. And I thought, well, what's he going to do? You know, so Frank played to him and got us out of that 20 to 30 second nerve wracking. So, I mean, that was just.
And you didn't have all this computer stuff we have today, right?
We don't have
Where
all
Buzz
this.
Over here, if we get in trouble, he can start playing some music.
That's right.
Typically, you know, around here, if music starts playing in weird places, Mark,
yes.
That means we're in trouble.
That's
this
right.
This is the newly born radio station.
We're in trouble. Yes,
There you go. There you go.
In fact, Buzz, I think technologically now, if let's say you wanted to play, for example, Praise to the Lord the Almighty by the National Lutheran Choir, all you'd have to do is go to the computer.
He can search it.
He can search it.
He's doing that. We don't need that. Yeah. We're not out of material yet, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're not even.
And there's so many Praise the Lords in here.
I know. I know. Well, Mark, that I've learned something already. Director of Religious Programming, as you were saying, and this sounds like in the 80s, is that correct?
1987 is when that began.
Wow. So, and that's when you came on?
That's when I came on board. Basically, I was in charge of the music library.
Okay, so a little over 25 years you've been associated with Worldwide KFUO.
I was gone 1 year, and that was 1997 to 98 when I developed a new mission in Tellico Village near Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
But I kept a connection with KFUO by doing a Friday morning devotion for them during the morning show. So at least I had a connection with them during that year.
Just in case, too, that I imagine there's not Terry, a one out there that would not know of your great program, Moments of Assurance, which comes on noon until 1 o'clock. Give us a little bit of what you do in that program. I know many people follow that, love it. Give us a brief little description of Moments of Assurance.
Well, sure, I'd be happy to. First of all, I have to give God all the credit and glory for anything that comes across the air, because certainly isn't anything that I'm able to do without the Lord's help, and there's no question about that. But what I do, I basically have an outline that I follow, and I start out with the Bible Encourager verse, and I think, well, gee, what can I encourage the people about today? What have I been encouraged about? And so I'll share some reflections initially, and I type some of this on an outline on my iPad here, and then I think about, well, what's a word for? We do the word for today. We do the kids' corner. This is all in the outline. We do a section from the Gospels, a section from the Epistles, so I get that in there. I do a prayer. I do news. What's in the news? And I'll comment on what's humorously. I do some humorous comments on the news, and I have a lot of fun with that. The night before, I have a little office in the basement of my home, and then I'll cut out from USA Today. I'll cut out various excerpts, and I'll put them on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and then that's how I just put notes together like that. And then when I have that together, then I'll come here to Worldwide KFUO, and I have a very nice little office back there in the radio area. And then I try to put it all together and make it sense in chronological,
make it flow.
Then I come into the studio here and pick the music. And that takes a while because I don't want to just pull anything. I want to pull something that makes some sense and that hasn't just been played yesterday.
Sure.
We do keep a list of the music that's played and so on. So we try not to repeat too much. But then once that's together, then some of what happens is extemporaneous. I mean, it's not all red. And for example, I have 45 seconds left before the break. What are you going to do? And I'm out of material. I don't mean completely out of material, but I came to the end of the outline for that segment. Well, then I'd open the scriptures and here's a verse that means something to me and I share it with them. Your verse for the moment. That's what I call it. Verse for the moment on Moments of Assurance. And I prepare, I laugh, I cry. Things hit me that happened to me. Friends that I know, couple that are dying, and you know, so this is real life stuff, and that's what I try to share with people. Life is a potpourri of much joy and also sorrow. There's sorrow mixed in with joy, as you well know, as every Christian knows, as Buzz knows. There's nobody that doesn't know that there is sorrow mixed in with the joy. And so I try to bring that out to help people, to tell them that don't think for a moment you can't make it through this day, because you can, with the Lord's help. When you took your ordination vow, Rod, I imagine you remember the Lord helping me by the grace and power of His Holy Spirit. That was part of the vow.
Absolutely.
That, you know, and without that, we're dead. We're done.
That's finished. Right.
And so, anyway, this has been, and I want to thank you and the management of Worldwide KFUO for continuing me on the staff here and everything. And it is my greatest joy being able to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ via radio here on Worldwide KFUO.
It's our joy to have you as such a valuable part of the KFUO team and family, Mark. And you know, that's what we're trying to do, is make it a real team and family, and you're a vital member of that. You know, the promo that you use for your 1 hour Moments of Assurance program that runs here weekdays.
Yes.
You know, I love what you say, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. You know, Bible, comedy, some news, and some music. A wonderful
menu
your noontime hour. And
right.
I know with the feedback that I've seen and received from people, Mark, that's exactly what the Lord is doing through you, is giving people, and we're all in this category, as you were stating it, we're all in this category that constantly we needed to be buoyed up with the gospel, with the good news, and not looking at our own accomplishments, our own failures, our own internal wrestlings that we all have so much, whether you verbalize those or with yourself or with anyone else, we all know it's there, and so it's truly a great thing. The technology for you to produce this program, as you're starting to talk about, and that's our kind of theme this week of our anniversary celebration, has changed so much, hasn't it? Before
yes.
we came on the air, we were talking
yes.
about it.
Even
the ability to record your show as you do has really changed. Early on, you probably couldn't have did this very easily, could you?
No, just a reel-to-reel tape to record it. That's
and
what we did.
Razor blade
tape, yeah.
And cutting and splicing and all that.
I used to know how to do it. It's been a while since I've done that, but Jerry Householder taught me how to do that, splicing and all of that, but it's been quite a while. When I first came, Rod, we used turntables, 33 and a third. Turntables, and in order to cue it up, Buzz knows this, of course, being in radio, you have to turn the record, what is it, Buzz? About a quarter turn,
yeah.
In order to cue it up properly. Otherwise, if you have it right there, it's going to be an abrupt start. You want to have a smooth start.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, those turntables are still in the old building. Are they there, or were they taken out? I don't know.
I am told there is still one.
There's still one.
Still
there.
One.
Yeah,
yeah.
We sold quite a bit of the equipment.
Sure.
To some people that are interested in that. And so, so turntables and reel-to-reel.
Reel-to-reel, the
You did
music.
Not have the CD cassette players
no.
then.
The CDs came in the fall of 1989. That's when we first started. We still use some of those same CDs. They're good. I mean, some of them. And, well, they're all good. But what I'm saying is they've been properly cared for. And
sure.
We have a lot of new music and new CDs, too. But that's when that started, would be in the fall of 1989. And before that, of course, it was all reel-to-reel. And we did our spots on carts, what we called carts, cartridges. And it was like 8-track, sort of like 8-track tapes, you know, like the old 8-track tapes. And so if you had 90 seconds to fill, you put in three 30-second spots, or you put in a 60-second spot and a 30-second spot, or whatever you had to do in order to, you know, for your, you just follow the log. You follow the log for the day.
Sure, sure.
And I was privileged, Rod, to be able to host the Daily Bible Study call-in program for a while, and I think about a year or two. And I mentioned that earlier, there was no caller delay. And we didn't have a call screener either. So I just pushed the button, and whoever was on there was there.
Did you ever get anybody solicitors making want to do a little advertising right on the air?
We didn't get that, but you know, we got 99% wonderful people with wonderful comments. But once in a while, you'd get somebody that you had to rather abruptly, you know, terminate. Those things would happen.
You know, you were saying that if you had to fill 90 seconds, you'd put in 330.
Yeah.
Second carts.
Right, right.
And you know, it amazes me now that we are so automated. We're so dependent on the computers, and
right.
Buzz has a slew of those over there. And when those computers, you know, want to get feisty and difficult, they make it rough on all of our lives, as you know.
And
they do it every now and then.
Yes.
I remember the first time I ever set foot in KFUO. As a student on the campus, none of us ever went down there. We just saw the tower. We knew it was way down there in the corner. There was no married housing or anything down there as it was now. It's kind of open fields. And so I came in on a Saturday, and I had some stuff I wanted to put in my office. And Joni met me and unlocked the building. I hadn't even got a set of keys yet. And I'm walking around, Mark, and you know, the monitor was pretty loud over there at 85 Founders Lane, especially on the weekend. And I can hear the station playing. I've been listening to it enough, I could tell. And Saturday afternoon, and it was booming away and playing. And I'm like stunned because nobody is in the building.
Nobody there.
And I go into the studio A and I see all this computer stuff rack. And I see the transmitters over there and you know, lights are flashing and stuff is whirling, and it's just running itself.
Yeah,
do a lot of the time, it's fascinating, isn't it? The technology that God has given us to run this thing called Worldwide KFUO, and we can do so much now.
On the internet.
On the internet.
Worldwide. It's fabulous.
And so isn't that amazing that your voice, my voice, Buzz's voice, and our music and so forth goes out to so many places where our missionaries can't even get in. Iran, Libya, Egypt, North Korea.
And you have access, I think, Rod, don't you, to discover some of these places?
I do. I have a little computer program that tells me how many people are listening in a given location. I can't tell anything else, but I do know where they are. So that always fascinates me, and that these computers and all of this technology, and you know, we have to thank God for that. And I know from being in the computer industry before I was called into the ministry, Mark, that the space program gave us a lot of this, because the demands of that pushed us to what they call miniaturization, smaller and smaller, and better tolerances to things like heat and light. And all these other things. And so it made us in the computer industry what we are today. And it permeates so much, including the broadcasting industry, as you well know, and we're talking about here. And so all for the sake of Jesus Christ. And I know, listening to your program, Mark, one of the things I love about your spirit, and it comes through so wonderfully on the program, is you're always talking about Jesus Christ, his love for us, and we who are believers and followers of this Jesus of Nazareth, we love him back. And what assurance, what comfort, what peace, what joy it gives in the midst of all this turmoil and tribulation as we know we go through. And what God does in the body, the church does, in Mark, is he puts us together so that we can encourage each other. And
absolutely.
If it's just a few people out there listening to your program and to the rest and can be encouraged, strengthened, motivated,
certainly,
all those things, this is what our Lord is about, isn't he? And what a great gift of the technology that's been given to Worldwide KFUO.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anybody that would come here, you know, if you're local, come on over and, you know, you can see for yourself. It's right in your face as you enter the 1333 South Kirkwood building, the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And you can see for yourself some of the technological wonderments that are here, that put together by an amazing staff of engineers that know a lot more than I do, that's for sure. And Buzz here taught me what to do. I came in one Friday night and the whole computer crashed, and there's a way to get it booted back up again. And so now I know how to do that, and I don't have to bother him or anybody else, you know, at 10 o'clock Friday night or something like that. So, we get everything going. I think everything runs really very smoothly here now.
We do have our burps, and technology is always like that. And it's nice, too, that God gives us broadcasting and technological experts that keep us going, and we have a fine crew of that does it. Over your career, what do you think is the most significant change that you've experienced so far in your broadcasting life, Mark? You're coming up on 30 years, 30 blessed years. What change have you seen that's probably affected your broadcast the most?
Well, that's an excellent question, Rod. It is a change in my approach a little bit on the air as I age, and as I look at, I'm also fighting a disease right now, and you realize the brevity of life. St. Paul once wrote, "Brethren, the time is short," and so the change for me is, the difference is, I started when I was about 40 years old. You know, young guy, you know, didn't know much about anything. Not that I know that much more now. And now I know how much I don't know and have yet to learn. Of course, that's true of everyone. But for me, the sense of urgency is what has kind of developed over a period of time. And now at my age and situation, I want to get in that studio and get that message out. Of course, it's being gotten out all day, certainly. But that's why I figure, you know, I'm still alive. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to get that message across. It's an urgent message. You and I do not know when Jesus is returning. There are lots of pastors even that will speculate, well, this hasn't happened yet, and that hasn't. But you still don't know for sure. Only God knows for sure. And it could be imminent. And with that in mind, that sense of urgency and certain boldness that comes out, I'm less worried about what I say. I want to say it theologically correct. I don't want to offend anybody. I'm always watching what I say as carefully as I can. Nobody's perfect. Sometimes we say things, oh, I wish I wouldn't have used that word, you know. That wasn't quite the word I was looking for. But what I am looking for is to comfort people and to encourage people, even in the midst of suffering, because there can be joy even in the midst, as St. Paul talks about in Romans chapter 5, that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And so we get the Spirit through the Word and sacraments, and that Spirit boosts us up. And if I can be a small part of, you know, being that booster and helping people to get through, then I'm very privileged.
Wow. Well, we're privileged and honored to have you here with that great good news of Jesus Christ proclaimed through Moments of Assurance. Back
Thank
more
you.
With Pastor Mark Hawkinson and another guest here on Faith and Family. Stick with us.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
During the political campaign for the midterm election, pro-abortion Democrats claimed there was a war on women by the Republicans because most of the candidates opposed abortion. You'll really think this is hypocrisy when you hear this. Both parties caucus to elect their party leaders. In the House of Representatives, Democrat Representative Tammy Duckworth asked if she could vote by proxy. Tammy is a wounded warrior who lost both legs when the helicopter she was flying was shot out of the sky. She's in the final weeks of her pregnancy, and her doctor won't allow her to travel, thus the request. The Democratic leadership said no. So who's really waging the war on women? It's also ironic coming from the party that's accused the Republicans of disenfranchising voters.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Across the globe, thousands of children flee violence alone. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service believes the best way to ensure they are safe and equipped for a brighter tomorrow is to place them with a foster family. Foster families come from diverse backgrounds, are single or married. The love and support they provide changes their lives and their children's lives. Please prayerfully consider giving the gift of family to an immigrant child. LIRS.org/fostercare to learn more.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. Rod Zwanisser filling in for Andy Bates today. We're kicking off a week of emphasis among our 90-year anniversary of thanks to God for technology. And we've been talking about that with Pastor Mark Hawkinson, who comes on in, what, a little over hour and a half with Moments of Assurance
right,
every
right.
weekday at noon to 1. And so we welcome in to talk about the outreach of the Messenger of Good News Worldwide KFUO, President Tim Hetzner of Lutheran Church Charities. Tim, welcome into Faith and Family today.
Good morning. Blessings.
Good morning to you, Tim.
How are all the comfort dogs today?
Well, you know, they're all out and busy working, so they've got busy schedules.
I want to know, when are you going to get the comfort cats?
You know, people ask us that all the time.
Do they really?
You know, they're so hard to train.
I know it.
I think that would be the perfect solution. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yeah. Tim, you know, every time that we have you on the station, you're always so kind to talk about your thoughts about, little Worldwide KFUO and what it means for your organization, Lutheran Church Charities, and for the church in general. How long have you been a follower, a supporter of Worldwide KFUO?
Oh, gosh, for at least 13 years, at least. I think I did a little before I came as president of Lutheran Church Charities, but for the last 13 years here, just the ministry and the outreach of what you guys do and the places you go, and now with the use of the internet. You know, I just came back from Haiti. I got to share this. I came back from Haiti late Saturday night. I was there with Reverend Marky Kessa, who's president of our Lutheran Church in Haiti. And we helped support and build a radio station there in Jacmel, Haiti, where his congregation is at. In fact, while I was there, went live on the air with it. Now, it's not a huge station that reaches all of Haiti like KFUO does. But what you have is, and in fact, I want to pursue this here, is because of the use of the internet, you know, and broadcasting some of your stuff live out through that station in that area. There's a lot of potential and things to happen. But KFUO, you know, this I do a lot of traveling throughout the U.S. because of disaster and crisis response, and we're always working through our LCMS churches and what we're doing. And I see all the time of the wonderful things God is doing through our people and our churches that nobody knows about. And KFUO has the ability and has done this, is help tell others the work that God is doing through the LCMS and through his people. And that's the beauty part of that, because it communicates to non-Christians the right image of what Christians are. Because so much the rest of the media always kind of picks up on the stories when we do something wrong, and there's so many stories of how God in his grace and his mercy works through and sometimes in spite of his people to touch lives with mercy and compassion of Christ.
You know, that's such an interesting point that you're bringing up, Tim. I know I had the privilege of attending a conference held at the Fort Wayne Seminary on international, disaster response, and some of the participants, the people in the Philippines that were hit so hard by that tsunami, they were talking about how out of that terrible tragedy, God has brought growth and just awareness of people about the love of Jesus Christ for these people. I remember one of them saying that a lady talked to him and said, you know, God would visit my house today. And you know, think about that. The wonderful right-on theology that, you know, God is present in this Christian pastor that comes into her house with good news and concern and comfort and wants to do whatever it might be possible to touch her life physically, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, there's so many good stories like that that you hear around the Synod and around our partners worldwide, Tim, as you and Mark and I know, that needs to be shared. And maybe we can talk about this among the three of us, how I kind of see Worldwide KFUO is kind of a clearinghouse.
Yes.
To get all those stories and then, you know, massage them a little bit and get them, mm-hmm. get them broadcast out so that people can understand more, as you said it so well, Tim, this love of Jesus Christ that in so many diverse ways and people groups and on we can go, touches hearts and lives. What do you think, Mark?
I agree. And I think this was, you can see the wisdom of how the Lord moves by moving to the International Center here so that we are able to have the facility to provide the different departments access to the microphones here to get the message out. And I think this has been a wonderful God-given blessing that he has accomplished here with this move to the International Center. So people like Tim Hetzner and others are able to communicate and get that news out. So I think your idea, Rod, too, of a clearing house of information, I think that's excellent. And I think this is all part of the Lord's plan over the last 90 years and for, you know, decades to come.
Oh, I agree. You know, I do a number of shows with other Christian radios in the Chicago area. And again, good. They do good stuff. But, you know, the combination of KFUO, not only getting a positive message out there, but getting a truthful, accurate, scriptural message out there. You know, the discipleship aspect of what you guys do. Because people out there want to know answers to tough things, and they don't want it. They don't want the tough issues being talked around. They want to know, what does Scripture say? And whether they like it or agree with it or not, Scripture is Scripture. And, you know, KFUO is not afraid to, in love, share the truth of God's Word and the personhood of Jesus Christ. And that you don't always hear on other Christian radio, and you certainly don't hear it on public radio.
Absolutely. And, you know, while we're talking about this, getting the good news out there, it's so amazing when you look at the number of different ways that the Lord kind of does that, through comfort dogs, through disaster response groups, through works of mercy that people do, and you know, education. And on it goes, you know, learning centers, music, art. It is mind-boggling. And you know what I think it does to a lot of us is it focuses back on the Creator, not on these created wonderful things, but on the Creator God, who, you know, is you know, gifting us with all this wonderful stuff that we can give him thanks and praise about. And that's the thing I think that we here as the Worldwide KFUO team want to try to grab a hold of and harness and in our little way to get out there to as many people as we can, that there's so much good to share. Mm-hmm. Of what the Lord is doing in his church and our little corner of that church. And, you know, we don't want to come across as what we're kind of given the you know, the idea that we think we're the only ones that are going to be in heaven because we like our pure doctrine. And that's not true. We should
that's
not
right.
be about that. But we should not shy away, as you were saying so correctly, Tim, that, you know, God has given us an amazing gift of pure doctrine. Luther wanted to restore that, and we want to keep that going. And so it's a treasure that you don't want to hide, and you want to be open to all challenges and hear those out and you know, make corrections where the Word of God is. But to get out and share that. And you know, in your dogs, and then I know in other ways, we're doing great work with all kinds of disabilities, the blind, the deaf, you know, even exceptionally gifted people. We do things with them. The Lord gives us so much. And I know as a parish pastor, and Mark, you were probably there, and Tim, you see this in your travels. You know, parish pastors, they're hit with so much. You know, they wake up every day and they go into the office and they're hit with just a deluge of messages that people, good messages that people want to get out there and make their congregation aware of. No way could any congregation keep on top of all of that. But again, I see KFUO as a little role of being able to, you know, kind of audibly hear some of this stuff and become more aware of it, and then, you know, prayerfully take it out there.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think they get excited about it too, as well, that those that are listening about it, and then that's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
It's contagious to other people. And Rod, you're absolutely correct that this is a wonderful arm of communication, of information, of what really counts and what's important. And I think the listeners pick up on that, and then they talk about it in the congregation. They'll talk about it and maybe get their leadership to come on board with different programs, things like that.
Well, and I think the beauty of media, and particularly radio, you know, there's so many people that do not know Jesus Christ out there, and everyone will agree that our world is in a mess, and particularly in the United States, and you can start with just about any place. And here we are with the message of the only message that makes sense in a screwed up world is that we have salvation in Jesus Christ, and it can have eternity with Him. I mean, that is a message that no one else has, and it's salvation in Jesus Christ, that we're not stuck here. And they're looking for coping mechanisms of how to get through the stuff they're going through. We see in disasters, crisis response. But people go through disasters and crises every day in their lives. And you know, they're not, you know, the things of, you know, four little steps, you know, on how to make it through the week or anything like that. That's all fine and dandy. But the ultimate issue is, where are you going to end up? Where does this all make sense of an eternity with Jesus Christ, knowing that we're not stuck here? And no matter what country you're in, that message resonates. You know, just again, in Haiti, I saw some of the most incredible education taking places in little huts that are schools that are packed with kids with no electricity, no plumbing, and dedicated Christian teachers making $45 a month. Teaching, and guess what they're teaching now? They're teaching Bible and they're teaching catechism to the people. I was just blown away at the things that were happening out there and how they value, particularly in Haiti, is one country where voodoo is your number one religion, which destroys people, and to have a light of the gospel that's there, educating children and adults. I mean, one of these schools had 650 students. They run two shifts. And they don't even own the land, and they don't even have a church building yet. They started the school before they started the church. Mm-hmm. And it's all being headed up by a pastor. Incredible things taking place in Thirst.
Tim, that's so exciting when you speak like that. What the Lord is doing in a place like Haiti, and that's multiplied, you know, in countless other places too, where we hear this, you know, really thirsting and hungering for something different, something that can get us through the real ups and downs and you know, plateaus even can be discouraging and bring us down of our life. And that's the good news of Jesus. And I was thinking, just the other day, we had two of the leaders of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation in, who are great friends of Worldwide KFUO. And they were talking about this too, of, you know, they do nothing but, you know, publish materials on the Lutheran faith in a mm-hmm. bunch of languages, in a bunch of countries. They were telling me what the Lord was doing in Cambodia, Vietnam, all over the globe. You know, that's so touching. And then it's kind of like at times you see us kind of come together and coalesce and help each other's cause. And I'm sure you run into this, Tim, all the time where you're in a certain place and you see all kinds of church agencies and synodical people come together and work together for that one purpose, which is worldwide KFUOs as well, the messenger of good news, to get that opportunity to share the living hope, Jesus Christ. That's the only one that will bring us through when we get down. Like Paul says, I might be down and depressed and out, but I'm never really out of it because Jesus is for me.
Right.
And you know, I can't earn that. I can't do anything, but he gives it to me. And so what a great message and Lord we have, Mark. And it seems like the Lord is doing this globally, isn't he?
Yes. Well, I got to tell a story. Lutheran Heritage Foundation, I was over in Ethiopia, and I was speaking at the fact that I had all day with the pastors of Ethiopia for one of their first conferences where they pulled them all together. And there's more Lutherans in Ethiopia than there are in the United States, and it's a growing church. Mm. So I'm speaking, and while I was speaking, a shipment of boxes came in, and somebody opened up a box, and it was the Good News magazine that they do with Roy Schultz and that.
Sure.
I got trampled. They fought over each other to get a copy.
That's an excellent, excellent piece.
Oh, sure is. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have enough copies for everybody. But they fought over them because there was such a thirst for having something that's out there that explains the word and teaches the word and helps them in, you know, in their situation. They're battling against Islam, which is trying to control the country, but to have that solid message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I was just floored away. And I said that to some of the Lutheran Heritage people when I came back, and that Reverend Walt Otten and others that have been involved with them, of just, you'd have no idea the impact that your materials are making.
That's true. I've known Dr. Schultz for years, and he is an extremely passionate individual, he and Kathy, in putting together that Good News magazine. Mm-hmm. And it is sort of like a catechetical magazine is what it is, a teaching tool. And I can understand people in foreign lands or wherever, if it were me, I'd be scrambling trying to get that magazine or get a catechism or get a Bible, anything.
It's a great tool and resource for the church. And, you know, I don't know if you're listening, Tim, before we had you on, but Mark was talking about, to him, and I thought this was so poignant, to him it's the urgency of redeem the time, that we don't know how much time we have individually or even as a world before Jesus returns, to get this good news out there and let God save those that he will. And so there's that kind of urgency around the globe that we're sharing here, to use this technology, to use all the means and resources and peoples that God does, even golden retrievers, to touch the world with this love of Jesus Christ. Isn't this amazing to be a part of it? You know, I'm humbled. I'm just humbled.
Me too. Very.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah, Tim, our congregation, the congregation, I'm retired from the parish, but our congregation did apply for a comfort dog, so hopefully we'll get one within a few months.
Oh, great. Great. Down in the St. Louis area, I assume.
Yes,
right?
Emmanuel, Washington, Missouri.
Okay, yes. I saw that go across my desk.
Right.
He had just had, you have Noah down there at Trinity.
Right,
And then at Concordia, I forget the name of the dog. I don't remember all the names of the dogs, but Concordia, Missouri has one also. And, they're gifts of God. You know, they're part of God's creation, and God's creation is supposed to bring glory to God. And that's what it's about. You know, I always tell people, hell's hot, time's short, and I want to have angels sing, because every time somebody comes and surrenders their life to Jesus Christ, I believe angels sing in heaven.
Hey, Tim, so, one of the things that I'm excited about, too, and I know this is a kind of a new venture for Lutheran Church Charities, is, you know, our country is so appreciative and supportive of our military. That does my heart good, this time of our country's history. And you have kind of a new outreach to our blessed military people. Tell us a little bit about what the Lord's doing there.
Well, with our comfort dogs, we saw that we were getting invited more and more into the military circles. And so in August, 1st of August, we launched a separate ministry that's going to be working with our comfort dogs called Care9 Military Dog Ministry. It's placing our trained golden retrievers with a veteran to serve veterans, because we found that veterans will not open up unless they're working with other veterans. And I got to tell you that there is so much out there and so many veterans out there, with 22 veterans committing suicide a day, that we're aware of in the United States, from a variety of different issues and problems. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is so perfectly positioned to be able to minister that, because with, you know, the LCMS helped started the military chaplain ministry, and next to the Southern Baptists have the most military chaplains out there. And I met with both the new head of the LCMS military ministry here a couple weeks back, and I'm trying to remember his name right now. I'm still in a fog from here.
Mueller, Craig Mueller.
Yeah, Craig. And then last Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, I had Mike Marino, who's LCMS staff, working with the chaplains and working with Barnabas Project. He came in and spent a day and a half with our staff, as we looked at partnership ways in which we can help our churches be aware of and to go out to the many veterans, many military people. You know, 200,000 military people are going to be coming back each year into the United States here, into our system, of a tremendous, tremendous reach for LCMS to, through the system we already have in place, to touch those families and those lives and to minister to.
And that's so spot on, because when you touch, let's say, one active or retired military person, you touch their families, you touch their friends, and so the Lord knows how to network, doesn't He?
You impact four generations. Give you an example. We launched this, and we started getting emails, and we still are, of military families here in the States that need assistance. We had one down in South Carolina. It was a mother with three children. She had two children, and then when she was pregnant with her third, her husband and her, who's he's active Marine deployed, were told by the doctor to abort the child because the child had brain injuries. And because they're Christian, they would not abort. And so the doctors kept pushing for her to do that, and they didn't want to pay for the medical stuff and everything else. And so they had the baby, and the doctor said, get a casket. Well, they wouldn't do that. They figured if God's going to take it, God will take it. That's God's business. But they were going to, well, the child's a year and a half old now. And so, but it needs a cap for its head. It's like a helmet. And, of course, as a child's growing, it needs a bigger helmet. And that's not covered under our government insurance or anything, because they all think that the child should have died. And so she had emailed us needing some assistance of sheets for her kids. And she's paying all her bills, but they don't have this extra money, and her husband is deployed, and so she needed like $7,000. So we put an appeal out on a Saturday. And the following Saturday, I had two of my veterans that work with us go down there, meet her, and hand her a check for $8,600.
Wow.
That's terrific. That's fabulous,
yeah.
But the impact, see, her husband, who is deployed as a Marine, and in Afghanistan, and is, you know, he's concerned about keeping his life alive and the men that are underneath him, and knows that his wife is at home, is struggling. He called back after we were down there, and she told him what had happened, that she had never met us before. It was simply an email that was sent to us. And the incredible things God had done. Now, do you think,
Tim, we're going to have to
friends in the military?
We're going to have to break this off. We're running out of time. Great story. Have to have you on again. Thanks for being on today, President Tim Hester, Lutheran Church Charities.
God bless what you guys are doing.
And Pastor Mark Hawkinson.
My privilege.
Mark, thanks for
being on. Thank you, Pastor Rod.
Tomorrow, more of this on Faith and Family with Pastor Craig D'Onofrio. Up next, Thy Strong Word with Pastor Will Wheaton. Stay tuned.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.